Hey, hey, welcome, welcome, welcome back to the Valley Cafe podcast. I'm still your host, Esther Opone, aka The Valuada. And again, this is where I do conversations around growth, impact, and generally acting this human experience as we navigate life. And yes, happy new month. Just like that, November has crept up on us. Hey, good. And then before we know it, 2022 is already over. Anyway, this is the second and final installment of the conversation around redefining fun and success. So if this is your first time of listening or you missed the previous episode, definitely go back. It's still there. Click on the link and listen to the part one and then come back and listen to the part two. Or you can just listen to part two and then go back to part one. I mean, it's all fun. Thank you again for tuning in, and I'm just going to leave you to enjoy the conversation, which for context was a live recording for my podcast anniversary event earlier this year in May. So now that we've defined fun, you've defined how it looks to us, so how does success look or feel to us? Do you want to go around again or?
Okay. For me, success is being able to achieve what you set out to achieve. Success is being able to, having achieved what you set out to achieve, whether that success is answerable to accountability. Because for me, accountability is key. The moment you wake up and you feel you are not accountable to anybody, then you're on the way down. So it simply means that whatever success you are attaining, that success has to be positive and how do I express it now? It has to be useful for humanity, because whatever fun you have, whatever success you derive from the fun, if it's not adding value to you and to your community, then something is amiss. So for me, accountability is key. And I see a lot of people today, they want to be successful, they want to have fun at the expense of every other person. That is not fun for me, and that's not success. Because if I have to be successful and hurt another person, then I've not achieved anything. The Yorubas say that that's not the human definition of success. The human definition of success is that you are getting, I am getting. We may not be getting equal numbers. We will not be getting the equal, in equal terms, measures and all that. But see, success for me is seeing other people around me also moving forward. So for me, I believe that to be successful, you need to be selfish. Let me explain what I mean by to be selfish, to be successful. They say that if you have only one successful person amongst 200 people, you are just 201 very miserable people. So success for me is seeing other people also advancing in whatever they've chosen, as career, as fun, as whatever it is, that because it's also answering to my own sense of accountability. I have to be accountable to my community as well for whatever I have achieved, whatever milestones I have crafted for myself. For me, that's success.
That went from 0 to 100. I love the actually, when most people talk about, even me, now that you bring the accountability part, I don't think I've ever really thought about it that way, that it is answerable to, like, maybe it's a big idea, like, of course, I mean, it's good success, it's moral, it's ethical, but like being conscious of, oh, this success I want to achieve, it has to be accountable. I've never really, am I the only one? Okay, so Toyin, I'm particularly interested at this point in your life, right? So if you were going to wake up one day and say, yes, I have achieved success, what does it look like for you?
I feel like you put me on the spot. What will success look like for me at any point in time? You ask, right? Is it mundane to say, and I don't know if, so it's really difficult to not say Mr. Mike. I should not add the Mr., right? Okay. If sir here, if I said to be happy, so that for me will be success. If I look back on my life and realize that I'm happy with what has come through, what I've come through, I think that's going to make me, that will be success to me. Because if I have learned that if I base it on achievements, you know, I very quickly say that failure should not define us. Success shouldn't define us too. You understand? So if it was based on achievements, then maybe we won't be as happy as we're supposed to be at the end of our lives. But if it was just based on the little things, like, was I happy in this moment? Oh, that's success to me. Or did I make somebody happy? That was happiness to me. Like Victor said, I like to make people happy. Did I help a friend out with something? I made them happy, made me happy too. I think that for me would surmount success. Was I able to help out in church? Was I valuable to church family? Was I valuable in the things of God? I'm happy. That's success. I feel it's better when it's intangible than when it's tangible, because you may miss those things in life.
The intangible versus the tangible, right? Okay, so Olu?
So, when you asked the question, I had to really think about it, because I just realized that I had never really taken my time to do that. And it's a very important question, because it really puts things in perspective for you. And when you asked it in the way of, if you wake up today and you ask yourself, or you wake up one day and say, or let's even say you are on your deathbed and you ask yourself, what have I done with my life? What meaningful thing have I done with my life? To be honest, career-wise, I'm involved in a lot of startups now, and I would really love to experience what it's like to build something from the ground up. So like Google kind of success. I would really love to experience that, because for 2-3 years now, since I left active legal practice, I have been in the tech space playing around, and it's a lot of hard work. And in the end, you're just like, what is the essence of all this work if you are not going to experience having, like, being at the top and having the freedom of knowing what it is to have overcome the everyday grind that's required to build something. So that's success on one end. But I've also had people say that they have worked all their life, and in the end, work is not one of the things they think about. They think about family. And right now, I tell my friends that looking for a wife or marriage is not even my view right now. So everybody should just rest. But I think at some point in my life, I would like to think that I'll have a very nice family, very cool wife, nice children that I can look at and rub their head and something. I think that would be success in many ways for me. Yes.
We'll start up. All right, Charles. You wanted to contribute?
Okay. I don't know how to say it, but I'm very sure my own success, like my own definition is, I don't know, definitely going to be different. Okay, to me, I feel success is just me waking one morning and I don't get to worry about things anymore. Not particularly materialistic things, about life or everything in general. And success to me is when I can look at my niggas and tell them, okay, how is this thing going? Like checking my people around and seeing everybody doing well to me. And okay, fine, I'll still add money anyway. I would definitely add money, because I like money. I'm from Edo, we like money, and I like making waves, like new waves every time. So, and success is always, to me, oh, success, eh? It's still, I'm not yet successful anyway, but at least I'm still on that path anyway. But me meeting people who I actually see as mentors and icons, 10 years, people that have started 10 years, 20 years, 30 years before me, and me having the opportunity to stand or have something to do with them, and okay, they can actually recognize it, that this is so. So I feel my own success is just trying new things, going further, making money, and I will not leave it out, partying also.
Life of the party. Well done, sir. Okay.
Okay, I have to stand up for this one. Well, personally for me, maybe because of how I think, I'll use the words of a great rapper, that's Rick Ross. He said, how many people you bless, that's how you measure success. And that's one thing I like to think about. I think I would feel happy if all my guys are being blessed, not just by, you know, doing something and just throwing money around and all that. It's cool if we can flex and all that, but I think it's better if you are talking about something I can't contribute, he's talking about something I can contribute, and we can all flow seamlessly without stressing. We can all come to an agreement that I understand your person, you understand my person. We can take each other to different heights. It's one of the reasons why I appreciate the value adder, because I can easily come to her as a sister about some problems of mine. And I know that even if she does not have much information about that, she can always find ways to bless me with content, to bless me with angles where I can think about. And I know I can do the same for her. So if you can have people around you who are always to the mindset of, we can always achieve something, we can always put, if I'm great, I can be greater. If I hone this, I can hone more. Let me go to another rapper now. Jay-Z, Sean Carter, he said something in one of his songs. Sorry about the music, you know, analogies and all that. He said, you are not a rich guy because you can buy one particular brand of car. But if you can actually hone more than that, not one, not two, but three or four. And, you know, it says something, because I can come outside and brag about honing one. But when he says honing two, three, four, he's not just talking about you alone. He's talking about your guys in your clique too. If I'm coming around, how are my guys treated? I can't sit down somewhere and then, you know, someone is talking about my guy in bad terms. I've not blessed you. You're not my friend, so to speak. You are just someone who is an acquaintance to me. So it's more like I'm talking about Charles, he's talking about me, and we are talking about each other in glowing times. And you, who might just be a stranger to either of us, understands that, oh, this man must be great because he's a friend to this guy. I hope that is clear enough. Thank you.
There's a lot to take in. Oh, really? Now that I'm being put on the spot to say what success means to me, I think for me, success is being able to look back and say that I have expressed all that I wanted to, I've explored, I've lived, right? That me not doing something, it was not because I couldn't do it or something like that, but because I chose not to. Or me not, if we are talking in terms of money, I'm not buying something because I can't afford it, but because I just don't fancy it. And or if I decide to wake up today and drink Gary, it's because I'm craving Gary. I want, you know, Gary to come, like that kind of thing, not because that's the only option I have. And so success for me is being able to look at my life and be like, oh, even if I'm not at that positional place I want to be in terms of maybe an office or a position or something, but I am content, I'm okay, I'm happy, I'm with the wonderful people I want to be with. And again, adding value, even if it is through simple conversations, even if it is you mention, oh, I want to get into this field, and I just go online, Google something, send you a link, and I've blessed you in that moment, and I feel successful, I feel happy, I feel okay, and I've had fun in that sense. So I don't know if that was deep enough, but again, so, and then of course, again, not at the expense of the other aspects of my life. Like, I don't know if balance at the same time is achievable, but the core things that matter to me, not at the expense of those spirituals, you know, family, relationship, and all of those things. So yeah. Now, having explored what success and fun mean to us, what are some, to you, funny enough, this unpopular opinion, you know, that trend where, what is that thing that if you say it, people are going to hate you? So you might say something that someone else in the room is going to want to knock you for it, but just say it. So any unpopular opinion you have about, you know, fun or success, and or success. Oh, yeah. You seem to have lots for us today.
Okay, my unpopular opinion is, I don't believe it's everything you have that you should sell. I don't believe it's every skill you have that you should sell. I think that's my unpopular opinion. Like, you see a lot of people, I know how to write, I'm writing for money. I know how to dance, I'm dancing for money. I know how to talk, I'm talking for money. It's not everything that you have that should be sold for money.
Okay, I think... Fanyolu and I were having a conversation around this the other day, and
yeah, I think it was just yesterday, interestingly. So what, when we were having the conversation, one of the things I said was, if you are poor, or let's just say it like this, if you do not have money, I think that you don't have the luxury of having so much fun. So if you can write and you say that you are not going to monetize it and get yourself out of that position because it's your only fun thing, I think it's an idealistic way of thinking. Just like the idea, but it's not practical. I think that you should be very fast to get yourself out of poverty, be comfortable to a very good extent, then do something else with that money, then maybe recover it as your fun thing. But in the beginning, please make the money.
Okay, I'm coming to you. Right?
Can I ask a question? Okay. All right, just to address the last speaker, you say that it's until you have gotten yourself out of some poverty, and that is when you should say that it's not every skill that you have that you should try to monetize. But I've heard stories of people say that it was when they went to volunteer at a certain place or give speech at a certain place or do some sort of assignment or project for certain people for free. And so that is the point when someone then saw them and then they then called them that you should come and resume work at a certain place. So really, what is that line? At what point? What is that barrier? That boundary at which you say that I should be able to monetize my skills for money or otherwise? Thank you.
Okay.
Unpopular. All right. So my unpopular opinion, and I think that a lot of you are going to stone me when I say it. Of course, that's why it is unpopular, is that if we all don't quit Twitter and go to the polling booths, we will not get ourselves out of this hole. And I have seen governance. I was in the United Kingdom in 2019 for 17 days and I wept. I wept seriously. I still weep today because there are millions of young people on Twitter, and I don't want you to guess my age. In 1981, I was in primary one. I sat on the ground in class. This is 41 years later in 2022. Children are sitting on the floor. And you are tweeting, then you are not going to get out of it if you don't get to engage the political class and stop playing music when you are protesting. They will not take you seriously.
Shots fired. Okay. Okay. Would it touch on the lines of he said?
Okay. Yes. So a poor man should not have fun.
Yeah, bro.
Because I don't understand. So, poor lives matter. Not poor. Okay, not poor. Poor. Like Oprah and Viola Davis said, there's poor and there's poor. There's poverty and there's poor. Food and poor. So they should not have fun.
Go stay in touch with
I don't understand. No, I actually don't understand. No, that's because you think phone should be expensive. I believe you think phone should be expensive, sir. That is why. I'm not going to Maldives yet, but I will get there one day. But right now, Sam, yeah, I will eat the good food that I have. That's fun to me. I'll read the book that makes me happy. You have to like learn to live life in between. Even as you're hustling. Shave your hustle before you're supposed to get your big bitch, you not die. You not say not live, you not have fun because you're hustling. Until what now? I mean, all these things actually matter to our like mental health, health, physical health, and everything. So it's very important that we don't sell those kind of narratives. I beg you, name of God. You don't have to be rich to have fun. Or else everybody become a Yahoo boy so they can become that, right? There's a pressure that's increased if you say you have to be rich to have fun. I think you can have fun wherever you are, whatever level you find yourself. At least as long as you do your means, it's not like you're having fun and your hustle is suffering. Or you're using the profit from your hustle to have fun. You know, you gotta think about it. You get it? Yes.
All right, why do I always have to stand up? Anyways, unpopular opinion, I think Nigerians deserve this Nigeria.
Yeah.
Are we going to make that popular now? No, it's my unpopular opinion. I don't agree. Yeah, sure.
Okay, so while I was coming this morning, I actually put it on my status because I was hungry and at some point I wanted to go back home because I wanted to enter this Keke Marwa and this man was increased the price because of my size. And I was like, excuse me, this thing is 200. And I said, Besheto, to first Sanwo. And I'm like, I was so angry. And I was like, okay, we are actually our own problem. So Nigerians, they've served Nigeria, actually. We deserve it, in short.
Okay, why I said that basically because I mean, you look at every sphere of a Nigerian's life, you always have people who bring up something that normally would be illogical. You are walking somewhere and someone is doing something. The next thing you hear is you are not using an iPhone and all that. By that logic, it's already like you should be shameless making some kind of comments. You are in class and you are angry at your friend for not signing attendance register for you because you're absent. And, you know, it's not even that your friend did not sign out for you, but because you're angry at the person for not doing that, which means you are doing exactly the same thing that we have been accusing these leaders for. And then you look at the... Let's stay in the campus now. Your SU president is doing things that are somewhat worse than some of the governors and presidents. You have some of them going through sacrifices. When I say sacrifices, I mean eating all those things now, Ashije, doing all these things, dropping stuff at the junctions. You know, and it's bewildering because it's just to rule campus here now. It's just campus. Abi, you know, you are here, and then you are seeing them do that. Then you now transcend. You go over to the civil service, and you see the experience that some people have. I mean, for some of you to sign documents away from some offices, it takes months. Stuff that should just a second, and some people will tell you that they're not signing it because you are from another tribe or something. So how do we not deserve this Nigeria?
I wanted to react to what he said about monetizing. I think that cuts you and you. Because, truth be said, you can't turn everything into a venture. There's some things you just have to enjoy. And that's why they call them hobbies. For me now, my hobby is sewing. The minute I cross that line, I just find that it's not as if I'm limiting myself, but it becomes mechanical. I cannot. Thank you. I cannot. I try, but I can't. So I've come to understand that for me, my hobby, so I'm angry. I have this inbuilt, let me say I'm frustrated, I'm pent up. I just want to do this. I go and sit down with the machine. The machine itself knows that until today, something like that, you get. So it's just like that. And then what people would think I should not monetize is now what I find bringing in money for me. So I think if someone just has to understand, okay, this is for this, and that is for that. Then my own unpopular opinion. K Please let 9 to 5, let us breathe. We 9 to 5ers, let us breathe. Not everybody will work in media. Not everybody will be an influencer. Not everybody will be PR. We, you guys need 9 to 5ers. You need us. You need our structure. Thank you.
Yeah, okay. So I wanted to say that it's possible to... Okay, let me react to what you said. It's possible to combine your hobby with making money. There are folks that I know that writing is their hobby, and they still enjoy making money from it. It doesn't in any way affect the sense of, would I say fun, or the feeling of fun that they get from writing. Do you get what I mean? So then I also wanted to say that I feel that you don't have to be wealthy to be termed successful. You don't have to be wealthy or rich, as it were, to be termed successful. It's possible to be poor and be successful. It all depends on, let me say, it's relative to the goals and the objectives you have for your life. So take, for example, I think there was a time I heard of, is it Uruguay? There's this country whose former president happens to be a very poor man. And it was said of him that during his term, he was given a particular percentage of his salary to the country he was serving. Now, after serving, he wasn't rich. But it was said that the rate of corruption during his time dropped and a whole lot of stuff happened. So I feel that in his case, we can, you know, in this part of the world, we tend to talk about people that are wealthy, people that are rich to be successful. An average Nigerian that sees you with a car and maybe has the opportunity to contrast that person with another person who is walking on the road feels, oh, this person is more successful. But in the real sense, if you, you know, dig deep into their lives, this person might just have the opportunity to make more money, and the other person is making more impact and is, cutting across a lot of, you know, blessing lives and making progress. So I feel that, thank you. So I feel that that is an unpopular opinion. You don't have to be rich to be successful. Being rich and being poor is a choice. You can, and for some people, let me say that there are a lot of thoughts in my mind, but let me say that there are folks that they really don't need money to have fun. No, it's just relative. All the things are relative. Having fun is relative. Being successful is also relative. There are people that just being alone, just having food to eat every day, just being themselves, that's just it. They're just fine. And for some folks, until they've built the biggest house in town, they've bought the newest car, they don't feel successful. So I just feel it's relative, and being able to define what success means to you goes a long way in being able to, you know, track your success. So that's it.
Wow, today has actually been very intense. I mean, we've gone from where to corruption to voting to fun. And again, I really love the minds in this room. Thank you very much for, you know, bearing your chest to us and all of that. I think we have to round up now. And I hope we all enjoyed the conversation. We learned one or two new things. And just to round up, like, that was at the beginning. I was very particular about the use of words that... What does fun mean to you? What does success mean to you? Because the way you define it is... and from that, we can see that also rides on. For some people, if you are not a creative, owning your own life, running your own business, you are not successful, and if you are working for salary, then that is your salary is the bribe they pay you to forget your dreams. Excuse me. What if my dream is in that line and this is my own way of living my dream, like working in a space that, I mean, so everybody cannot be an entrepreneur, CEO, CTO, everything of your own business and all of those things. And again, I don't want to contribute my own thoughts to the old obvious thing. I think one side could be that, when you are I mean, I get both sides of it, that you need money, you need funds, you want to, and you want to do a lot of things. And but a poor man and a slash woman in that sense can actually still have fun. And shameless plug, we actually have someone who curates very awesome and affordable. See someone that we are hyping. Who curates affordable, fun memories and experiences? Choose plug. So whatever your budget, she can. If you want city, million, nobody have any. Small. She got you, okay? And again, there are so many inexpensive ways to have fun. And even if you have a talent that you could monetize, it could also be, I know people who write for money, but then they also write for themselves. They never publish the work. They just sit in their own room, write it for them. They just have those journals and they just enjoy. They pour out, they do all of those things. But when they are charging someone who so you can still have the same skill, and at this time of the day, this is what I'm doing it for fun. At this time of the day, I'm doing it for work and all of this, and it is, well, that is usually what ends almost every conversation in this Nigeria. And so thank you very much for engaging with us so far. Time is actually fast spent, and we still have, you know, the art thought to do. We still have things to put in our mouth and munch, but unfortunately we can't. So thank you so much for contributing your thoughts, your opinions, and I look forward to the wonderful things that are going to come out from the things that we have. But then I know that a seed has been planted in someone, for some a old tree has been uprooted, as the case may be. And this is still the Value Cafe podcast. Keep listening to us. Definitely you have to listen to this one, because all of you, your voices entered. And you have to share the link. Okay, thank you so much to everyone who was not here too and who is listening to this episode. Thank you so much for joining us. Do well to share your thoughts on social media at The Value Cafe Pod. You can send your feedback to thevaluecafepod@gmail.com. I remain your host, Esther Opone, aka The Value Wada, and thank you. Bye.